So what do you do on a rainy November 11th, 2005, besides guzzle Mountain Dew and keep entering bottle cap numbers at every10minutes.com? I mean, that's the only way you're getting one now. You listen to the Games First weekly wrap-up for a summary of the latest video game news and reviews from GamesFirst.com. And that helps take care of those caffeine jitters. I'm Val Townsend, the Atomic Goddess, and this week we've got reviews of Shadow of the Colossus and the GameTap broadband gaming service, as well as a preview of Crackdown, one of the Xbox 360's second generation titles. But before we get to that, let's take a look at the news. Nintendo's Wi-Fi connection service launched this week, coinciding with the launch of Mario Kart for the Nintendo DS. The Wi-Fi connection is a unified online gaming network, sort of like Xbox Live without the gamer tag or the annual fee. Each game is marked with a serial number, which allows users to maintain a friends list. And so far, the early reports indicate that Wi-Fi connection is working very well. Finally, gamers get to hurl red shells and hop dodge banana peels from all corners of the world at the same time. The Wi-Fi connection will also be used in conjunction with Nintendo's Revolution console, although we wouldn't be surprised to see some changes in the system to better facilitate the Revolution's extra game download features. JMP Productions has announced the start date of Play, a symphonic video game experience. Play will be performed by a full orchestra and choir, accompanied by large screens displaying scenes of memorable moments from the games. Featured games include Final Fantasy, Battlefield 1942, World of Warcraft, and The Elder Scrolls III: Morrowind. Arnie Roth, music director and principal conductor of the Chicagoland Pops, will serve as principal conductor. Music director Jason Michael Paul will head up the production side. After the recent sudden cancellation of Video Games Live, another symphonic take on video game music, maybe now that symphony video game crossover audience will finally be served. Ubisoft has announced preview events in New York City and Los Angeles to promote King Kong on the Xbox 360. The game has been renamed Peter Jackson's King Kong, the official game of the movie, which is just, well, silly. Regardless, we're so stoked to play King Kong that we can hardly keep from swooning every time we see the game footage. The preview events will feature Skull Island-themed environment, as well as 11 Xbox 360 kiosks playing the game on beautiful large-screen HD televisions. If you're curious about Xbox 360 or King Kong and you live in the New York City or LA area, you definitely want to check out this event. The Kong Size event will take place in Los Angeles at Universal City Walk, November 12th from 5 to 10 p.m. and in New York City at Union Square Park, November 17th from 5 to 10 p.m. Speaking of things that are Kong-sized, Sony has scored a massive hit with its incredibly beautiful and unique game, Shadow of the Colossus for PlayStation 2. Sean battled through 16 of the most amazing boss battles we've ever seen to bring this review. Shadow of the Colossus begins with a long, slow cutscene, and although the game features some of the most intense battles we've ever seen, it is also one of the most starkly beautiful and haunting games we've ever played. Everything about the game is epic and huge, from the landscape, which is full of giant mountains, plunging valleys, and huge bridges, to the colossi that you fight, most of which are hundreds of virtual feet tall or long. The graphics are amazing, hindered only by the power of the PlayStation 2, which is definitely showing its wrinkles. And the story is simply mind-blowing. The game begins as the protagonist brings a dead woman to an isolated temple. He asks the god of the temple to resurrect his love, and a booming voice tells him that in order to do so, our hero must defeat the 16 colossi that roam the land. Thus begins a sequence of ride, fight, repeat. You'll ride your horse, aggro, across vast landscapes to find each colossus, which are mostly hidden away in hard-to-reach locations. Once you find them, an epic battle ensues, many of which will require you to use the environment, your horse, and every tool at your disposal to vanquish the ginormous monsters. Upon killing a colossus, you are teleported back to the temple, and the whole process begins again. The battles with the colossi are incredible. Many of them are huge humanoids, and you must discover a way to grab hold of them and climb to their vulnerable spots. Climbing on the creatures makes for some of the most challenging platform sequences we've ever played. Once you've found a hit location, you must plunge your magic sword into it again and again, enduring violent shakes as a colossus tries to get rid of you like an annoying bee. Some colossi are gargantuan flying beasts that lift you hundreds of feet in the air. Others are water-dwelling creatures that pull you into the deep as you cling for your life, hoping to resurface for a breath of air. The variety of battles means you'll use every trick in your book, and a few you didn't realize you had, to succeed. Shadow of the Colossus is probably the most artful game we've ever played, and we're very happy to award it a huge 5 out of 5 stars. Hitting another high note this week is Turner Broadcasting's new GameTap service. Our man George got himself a GameTap account and checked it out for us, and he found a lot to like. GameTap is a broadband gaming service. For a subscription fee of $14.95 per month, users get access to a library of games they can download. The GameTap library includes current PC games, as well as games from a wide variety of older systems, which run using the GameTap emulation of the original console. Games are selected from the library using the GameTap interface, and you can download as many as you'd like, as long as your subscription is current. Modern PC games such as Splinter Cell and Beyond Good and Evil take a long time to download, but you can always start those and then play some Sega Genesis or Commodore 64 games while you wait. The retro titles download quickly, and the systems range from the earliest arcade games emulated in darn near perfection to Sega Dreamcast titles. The games look great on GameTap, and Turner Broadcasting promises to expand and improve the system in the coming months. The improvements will not be limited to adding more games, although GameTap expects to add new titles every month. Other planned enhancements include a chat system to build the GameTap community and continued development of original GameTap media programming. Oh, did we forget to mention that GameTap includes access to a channel of video content featuring shows about game strategies, celebrity gamers, info on retro games, and more? Altogether, GameTap looks set to become a hub for gaming enthusiasts that offers not only material about the games, but the games themselves. We're glad to see GameTap focus on the games, and the games work great. The default controller maps are pretty wonky, but with a little tweaking and a controller to USB adapter, it felt good to play some classic old-school titles. The emulation is solid, providing the original experience and sometimes running even better than the original hardware, thanks to the speed of the contemporary PC. Our only beef is that at a $14.95 price tag, we expect to find more new PC games for download. An equivalent GameFly subscription gets us lots more of the latest games, and with so many retro hardware and software packages available, we feel like it's priced a bit high. But the free two-week bargain is just the thing for a holiday vacation full of classic gaming. We recommend a free trial on GameTap at least, and give the service a 4 out of 5 stars. Speaking of online gameplay, the Xbox 360 is set to deliver another generation of Xbox Live goodness to many gamers. We've heard a lot about the launch titles coming out in a couple of weeks, so we're glad to take a longer view this week and check out Crackdown, a second-generation Xbox 360 title in development by Real Time Worlds for Microsoft Game Studios. Crackdown puts you in the role of a genetically enhanced secret super agent tasked with protecting the city from various evildoers. Turning away from photorealistic graphics, Crackdown is rendered in a unique style somewhere between comic book and cartoon. The dynamic world is huge and heavily populated with individuals who pursue their own business. As a super cop, you are blessed with super abilities, such as enhanced strength and speed. You can toss vehicles around like footballs and leap tall buildings with a single bound. There are vehicular elements, and if it sounds like this game rides on the GTA clone wave, then you wouldn't really be totally wrong. But don't underestimate Crackdown. Crackdown is being developed by a team led by David Jones, the creator of Grand Theft Auto, who brought much of his team from DMA Studios to Real Time Worlds. Jones also created Lemmings, another landmark title that was hugely popular and featured interesting group dynamics and behavior. This gives Crackdown a very good pedigree, and in interviews, Jones has stated that Crackdown seeks to evolve the free play genre. The most significant elements unique to Crackdown are in its integration with Xbox Live, which is so far unprecedented. Not only will you be able to team up with other super agents online for cooperative play, but you'll be able to trade DNA with members of your friends list. In a single-player game, you can tap the DNA of your friends to give you temporary boosts and abilities. Achievements in the single-player game are transmitted to Xbox Live, where they are integrated into an ongoing news broadcast about the accomplishments of agents playing Crackdown. However, because agents are secret, these news blurbs are hidden in billboard images in the city. Agents can equip a special viewing mode to reveal the hidden messages, adding to the sense of a hidden community of super agents. All of these features make Crackdown a game to pay close attention to. Currently scheduled for a fall 2006 release, we hope to see Crackdown again at E3. We'll let you know when we know more. And this super secret super agent is out of here. That's your weekly wrap-up from GamesFirst.com. Remember, you can get more on all of these stories, plus the latest news, reviews, and previews posted daily online. I'm Val Townsend, the Atomic Goddess, and you can catch me again next week.